Tausch, which will include a couple more calls, trivia, Will Riley. Also, apparently, Josh Jacobs' gift to the offensive lineman. Very intrigued by this.
Yeah, it looks very sweet.
Well, I wish there was a 65 one there. I'd like to see you walking around with one of these babies.
Yeah, I'd rock that.
Eat your heart out, Za'Darius Smith, am I right? We'll share that on our social media shortly. But, Tausch, to answer your question, and I thought your line about David Bakhtiari, and look, maybe it's just that we don't have the information, right? I mean, once David finally talked and we got a better understanding of what he was dealing with and the uncertainty of whether he felt he could play or not, at least we had some gauge of what he was dealing with. Jair hasn't done that. And again, he is contractually obligated to talk to us from time to time. He has not done that very frequently. But I think Matt LaFleur felt burned in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And coaches don't like to feel burned. And to quote the great George Bush, "Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you shouldn't fool people." And he did not want to be fooled again. Isn't that a great quote? I love that quote.
Fool me once, can't get fooled again.
And the game room's closed if you're chilly. But, Tausch, at some point, I mean, the guy is an elite-level player. And, too, I think it was Josh's point on his call, like, we were talking about this on Green Bay Game Day from the trailer at the Tundra Trio, Alex Stroph and Jared Bush and I. Like, this felt like a game where ease him back into it with getting him a little bit of work. But when it became clear he was going to be inactive, hey, if that means he's that much better against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison,
then does great. Anybody think that?
But,
does anybody
but
feel
I don't
that
know.
Way?
Right? I mean,
no, do you?
I think in big games, when there's a lot on the line, he's still an elite player. And if he's healthy and he's focused, he can help you win.
Well, if he's healthy, he'd have played last night. Like, why wouldn't he have played?
I don't know. And I don't know enough about the severity of his injury. I mean, there's this weird thing about how Rob Domofsky, who is very plugged in, after the injury in Jacksonville, and you know, I'm not looking to out sources, but generally speaking, when player injury information is tweeted out, the source is not in the building. It's not Doc McKenzie. It's the player's agent. And after Jacksonville, the quote
unless
was
a beat
no
reporter's daughter is going in to get their knee looked at. Yeah, well, typically it's not. It's
been known to happen once or twice. But the quote was, no structural damage.
Yep.
Jair tells us that he's got tells Matt Schneidman of The Athletic that he's got a PCL tear. That was like a month ago that he told him that. Mm-hmm. And the injury, October 27th, Christmas is tomorrow. That is 2 months ago that it occurred. That usually is not the timeline. So you're right to be curious, skeptical, whatever it is. But I'll say this, dude had a pick in the playoff game in Dallas. We had given up on him last
year
after he appointed himself a captain.
That was a year ago.
When the stakes are high and the lights are brightest, he seems to rise to the occasion. Last night would not have been that.
except for that San Francisco playoff game where he missed
a
tackle.
But he'd missed like 10 games in a row at that point.
He's going to be 5 games down now.
Yeah, I think he can still help them. But if I had an answer for you, I would report it, and I just don't. And you're totally right to be.
A little bit. Get that shovel out. I just saw somebody. It's the craziest thing. Get in their car. You know how you got like a thing where you wipe the snow off, and you got the little ice scraper.
Yeah,
they had a little baby shovel that matched their color of their car. Never seen that before. Get your little shovel out.
Sounds like a great gift.
And start digging around 1265 and start, let's dig in and find out what the hell's going on.
I will look into this as best I can.
No, you need to dig. Get that shovel out and dig.
I will. But apparently, again, not to out any
sources. It matched the color of the car. That was amazing. So fascinating.
Again, the fact that if we do assume that the source was the agent and the agent said there was nothing wrong with his knee, that makes things even more. That makes it worse, not better, right?
The scenario, it just, there's a lot of parallels.
You're right.
To D-Bach. Mm-hmm. And whether it's communication, obviously LaFleur was uncomfortable then. He's uncomfortable now. Like if you ask point blank, hey, Matt, are you going to count on Jerry to come back and play at all the rest of the season? What's his answer?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a question that someone can ask at 12 noon when Matt LaFleur is available today.
Send it over to Domofsky. Put your little henchman to work and get him to work.
I love a good henchman. Let's get to
was Carmen Sandiego a henchman or was he the detective?
Well, first of all, I think Carmen's a she.
Carmen, yeah, Carmen was the one you found. You were the detective.
So I was a henchman.
Potentially.
I always loved going to Buenos Aires on that game. I don't know what it was. You go to Buenos Aires, stuff got done down in Buenos Aires.
I think a lot of stuff gets done in Buenos Aires, but that's another discussion for another podcast. Let's go to Sparky in Sussex, one of our henchmen.
Oh, you know that Yule log.
It's a Yule log day, baby.
Oh, boy.
Sparky, Merry Christmas, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing okay, gentlemen. Recovering from a little rotator cuff surgery, but you guys are making the time pass.
Ooh, that makes it tough, Sparky, to be a good henchman.
How are you sleeping? I couldn't sleep. I couldn't get any sleep when I had mine.
Sleep is a beast. 3 hours a day, I'm in sucks. That. I don't know if you have the chair couch or it raises.
Yeah, we went with a lazy boy. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. It is a brutal recovery.
Yeah, but, you know, this too shall pass. I had one 5 years ago, the other arm, but I'm right-handed, so this makes things a little more difficult.
Oh, that means, I'm not going to go down that road.
Oh, my God.
That's always a tricky question. I'm not going to do it. Mrs. Sparky gets called in to do some things that...
It's part
of the deal. Sparky knows what I'm talking about. City knows what I'm talking about when it comes to the right guard, left guard. It is what it is.
I feel fantastic.
Sparky.
I'm not going there.
Get that Yule log.
Makes one. I'd love your thoughts on the Packers, Sparky, right about now.
Well, my positives and negatives are actually not about the Packers, and they're probably not in keeping with the spirit of the season, but my positive is the Detroit injury situation with Anzalone and Montgomery and Hutchinson. They're hoping to get them back. So that's, a positive. I mean, I don't wish, obviously, anything to happen to anybody. But the negative is that Minnesota's getting healthier. They've got Harrison Smith coming back and Pace and a couple other people. So, again, I think it's the injury situation for everybody that's maybe could, tell the story of the whole season, how this is going to end.
How do you feel about the Packers' injury situation? Does it hinge on whether or not Christian Watson is A-OK?
I think we're deep enough to overcome the loss of one of our receivers. But I hated to see that, obviously, when that happened. I thought Jacobs was hurt, too, when he came out.
So
at
did
first,
I.
So that was even more.
Yeah, that was a concern. All right. We appreciate the call. Merry Christmas. And any more lascivious overtones for this conversation are officially over. Let's get to one more call before we get to trivia. Oh, my God.
Sparky.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you're talking Yule logs and we're talking about love. That's what else do you want to talk about? That's great. I think we all hope we have partner in life that are willing to go to those depths.
Okay.
You look at it as a negative. Most people look at it as a positive.
I look at it as it is inappropriate.
What? How's it inappropriate? He brought it up. Sparky, Merry Christmas, you all.
Safe Harbor hours.
You know that Yule log's going to be burning hot tonight.
Let's talk to Mike and Racine and turn off Tausch's mic. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Mark, how you guys doing? Thanks.
Doing awesome.
Thanks for working today. I appreciate that, as all the fans do. It's great to hear you today on this Christmas Eve.
Thank you.
Wish all of you and your families and all the great Packer fans out there a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Well, we're not working tomorrow or Thursday, though, so sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem. We appreciate today. I didn't really want to talk about Jair, but since you guys were talking about it earlier, I would be 100% completely fine if he never played another down for the Packers.
Ooh.
And I think, you know, the only structural injury he has is to his brain. I don't know what's in his head, but I think he reads his own press and thinks he's God's gift, and I really don't – I haven't seen that from him in the last couple of years. So we don't need him out there. That's my opinion, of course, and we'll see what happens if he comes back.
You might be right.
We'll see how he does, but I'd be certainly fine without him ever playing again for the Packers.
Hmm.
As far as, positives and negatives, I guess really the only thing positive for sure was, that the Packers made the playoffs last night. It was – they did what they were supposed to do. You know, they beat a team that's down and they held the pedal down for the whole game. They didn't give up and, they didn't play down to the,
Saints. So Mike, do you think
they did what they're supposed to do.
Do you think that's proof that they're a Super Bowl threat or not?
No, not yet.
Yeah,
not until
I agree with you.
They've got one test before the playoffs start. Well, two, I mean, the Bears will give them a good game, but the biggest test comes on Sunday at 3. And they need to prove that they can beat a better team. Are the Vikings a better team? No, maybe not better, but they're equal. They need to prove that they can beat one of the top teams that are going to the playoffs. And they haven't done that yet. So I will reserve judgment until about 6 o'clock, 6:30 on Sunday to see how it goes.
Well, be sure to call Tausch on the postgame show.
Okay, I will do that.
I think that postgame show is going to start actually when the game ends, too. I am not envisioning any anything early on Sunday.
I do have some negatives. LaFleur, I love him to death. I wish he would focus more on, focus less on the crowd noise or the wave. That's not his. That's not.
It does bother him more than it should. I'll give you that.
Agreed.
He needs to focus on not running trick plays on the 1 yard line when all they got to do is give it to their the best back, one of the best backs in the league, and let them plow through the 300 pounders to score an easy touchdown instead of running a trick play. I hope we don't see that in the playoffs. The other thing, we've got an injury prone receiver and Christian Watson, who's a great receiver. I love him to death as well. We don't need to see him running the ball and being exposed to getting hit by 300-pound linemen or 260-pound linebackers that are coming at him full steam. The only thing I want to see Watson doing is running down the field, beating a single defender, and getting wide open for the deep passes. That's what he's best at. There's no reason for him to be running the ball when we've got three great running backs. We proved, Reed and Wicks are great at doing the end arounds. We don't need to have Watson doing that and getting exposed to injury like he did last night. It's not necessary.
Yeah, and we'll see if that turns out to be an issue.
Hope it's not.
Yeah, I agree. I do think they're different. And look, the best play that he made, he didn't even get the ball because he is wide open on that fourth down play that he goes. To Tucker Kraft instead. Hey, Mike, have a great Christmas. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys. You too. Thank you very much.
Great calls today from start to finish. And then, of course, Sparky's call, which was a great call from him and interesting from our end. Let's play some trivia. Riley, is this a Riley trivia special? Did you do this all by your own self?
Oh, yeah, I did. These are Riley questions today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
MMA Tuesday.
Yeah, Christmas UFC theme trivia. No, it's Christmas history today.
All right, Christmas history. It is they have the 12 days of Christmas. Today is, I guess, the 11th day of Christmas, right? If my math is right, which means caller 12. 12 days of Christmas, caller 12, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Plays trivia next after Tausch tells us about the big red fella and those unqualified elves that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin refuse to hire.
Indeed, and you know what? There's no better gift you could give than security and comfortability in your own home. And you can ensure your home remains comfortable before you reach the brutal post-holiday winter. Yep, Santa Claus, he's a magical fella. His elves, they are not qualified to build Pella windows. And there's just too many options and customization. So instead of going through the big red fella, take advantage of this Pella deal going on. Get as low as $19 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on New Year's Eve. Visit PellaWI.com to learn more.
Trivia's next. It's Will D. Tausch. Thanks for all the calls today. Some really good ones. Allow me to rest my voice a little bit. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ted in Mayville. Ted, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are awesome. Merry Christmas to you. And question
what is
number one.
Ted, what is Mayville's nickname?
The Cardinals.
Cardinals. Okay, I always get that confused with Clintonville, which is the Truckers, which is a great.
Yep.
That is a great mascot.
Mayville Cardinals. I like that. Okay.
Mm. All right, question number one, Ted. It is not Cardinals related. According to tradition, what do children typically get in their stockings if they're on Santa's naughty list? Do they get a lump of coal, a Bears jersey, or pickleball paddles?
Ooh. Oh, boy, I would love to say a certain one, but I got to go with the lump of coal.
Get the question right. Well done. I think Riley's a little jealous of the pickleball paddles that Jesse got for Christmas yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice.
No, I'm jealous of the National Park blanket.
Oh, is that? It is a great gift. I couldn't appreciate what Jason got more. It couldn't be more on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And the ironic part was, we also, I'm not even going to go down that road. Do you think Santa will be able to start, like, diagnosing and saying, oh, those Wildy girls, they did off of the stuff and decide what they're going to bring over to the Wildy house based off of all the data that they collect. Like, do you think that's going to be a thing or not?
I don't know. I mean, he could ask Grok like you do.
Grok. All right, here we go. What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver? Is it mistletoe, string lights, or tinsel?
We'll put tinsel.
Two yes, for two yes, in sir. Riley's Christmas history trivia.
Pretty comes, nice little question so far, youngster.
Here comes the doozy.
Pretty good so far.
Here's question three. If you couldn't tell, I was praising the first two questions because this one will be a bit of a challenge. Would have been better off with some sort of Christmas MMA theme. All right, here we go, Ted. Buckle your safety belt. What was the name of the man the historical Saint Nick. Do I need to put in allegedly here? Allegedly punched.
This sounds blasphemous.
For being a heretic.
Oh, my God. I love the fact you got heretic in a question.
I did not have heretic, Riley.
You really are. You are a special young man.
I did not have heretic on my bingo card today. So, what was the name of the man the historical Saint Nick punched for being a heretic? And he subsequently had cauliflower ear like Riley once did. Was that man that received this alleged punch Enoch, Arius, or Apollo?
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Enoch.
It's a good guess. All right, Riley. Great opportunity here to enlighten all of us, because I don't think anyone else on the panel knows what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, so the historical Saint Nicholas, it was reported back during the Council of Nicaea that he punched the heretic Arius for not believing that Jesus was fully God and fully man. He was like, Jesus was just a man. He wasn't God. And Saint Nicholas did not like that, so Santa punched him in the grill. Supposedly. Wow.
That's not how we solve problems at the Council of Nicaea. What are we doing? They're working on the Nicene Creed, and then one guy's punching another guy?
Yeah, well, maybe you got to ask Santa. I heard he left 6 hours ago to start delivering presents. I'm sure he'd love to enlighten the rest of us.
I don't know if that question gets a lump of coal or not.
Now that he's got AI. No, I think now that he's got AI at his availability, I don't think he's going to log the same amount of hours as he used to. But that could be wrong.
Ted, I'd like to apologize, but I have to be honest, I am entertained by that preposterous, ridiculous question. So unfortunately for you, it meant a wrong answer. So you got 2 out of 3. That means you got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as
Merry
well.
Merry Christmas.
As much as I would like to revoke Riley after that question, we will not do that. We will play that. A Christmas-themed Woe Riley coming up next after Tausch tells us again about the lubricating value of Coors Light going down smooth.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
Yeah, like my voice, like honey in the tea. Earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's what you meant. I don't know what Jason meant.
Just trying to fit in.
Sitting around the fire, enjoying Christmas with a cold Coors Light brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It is only 102 calories. There ain't going to be anything better. Santa coming down that chimney with a big old case of Coors Light. It's what I need when I want a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Woe Riley is next. It's Wildy and Tausch. After that stellar round of trivia, it's time now for another stellar Woe Riley.
Topic is good. The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Alrighty, felt I'd get in the spirit of things. Don my
nice.
My Santa
you.
Hat. Thank you. Let me turn the music down. Goodness gracious. So, as you might expect, a little Christmas-themed Woe Riley today, starting with, what's the best Christmas tradition you or your family, the best one you've been a part of?
Ooh.
Great question. I love this caroling that we've started doing. We've done this now for probably 10 years at a minimum, where we go out and sing a little bit. That's been something I never thought that I'd really love doing that. And then you have kids and
I think at least Eleanor, I know, enjoys it. Max, I think, used to. I'm not sure he still does to the same degree.
Fair.
But that's been a tradition that we've done on Christmas Eve. We'll do that tonight after Christmas Eve Mass, and then we go over and have a great dinner, come back, and then sing a little bit, and then we finish the night off before Santa comes, and we play Clue.
Oh.
And I'm going to be going for broke to win a game of Clue tonight. That's kind of been our tradition. I like all of them, but if you're picking one, I think the caroling kind of just gets you in that mindset for Christmas.
I like
nice
that.
Nice Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, Colonel Mustard with the candlestick in the library.
We have done... we did
sing
not...
a Christmas carol and then get through solving a bludgeoning. Yeah, those are all. That's all part of the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
We did not do it during COVID. We returned to doing it last year on Christmas Day. After we get done opening presents and eating and everything else, we have these little care packages we put together with like hot cocoa and a peppermint stick or two and some other things. And we drop them off at the local fire departments and nice. The police station and the hospitals to thank the people that are working on Christmas. So Paula and the girls came up with that a couple of years ago. When they were little, so more than a couple now. Gosh, they're so much older now. So that we started doing that, and I've actually run into multiple firefighters and police officers who listen to the show. And so got to hear about how much they love our show, even in Green Bay. So that was fun the couple times that's happened. But, yeah, that is our little tradition that we like to do.
Nice.
What about you, Riley? What are you going to do?
Let's see. Tonight...
Yeah, youngster.
Yeah, my family, it varies from year to year. I feel like we don't have a ton of set traditions, but usually we will go out to Ohio to visit my mom's side of the family, and that's always a good time. Always spoiled a little bit by the grandparents, which is never a bad thing. Never... I always enjoy it. It's fun. But nothing... I don't know. Nothing that really comes to mind. Tonight we're going to Christmas Eve Mass. Then we're celebrating with my dad's side of the family, which will be great. And tomorrow, yeah, just Christmas with the family. Typically we'll put on a record. We got the Elvis Christmas vinyl. That should be nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Exactly. And yeah.
Is that one of your imitations that you have in your not-so-stellar repertoire?
Yeah. No, no. My friend does a really good Elvis impression. I cannot.
Okay.
Which means you know,
thank you very much.
You know it's bad if I'm admitting it's not good. But actually, now that I've thought about it, we do. I have six siblings, and we do a Secret Santa with all my siblings. Now that there's so many of us, and we're all old enough to understand what each other would want, and that's become a tradition over the past 4 or 5 years, and that's definitely some of the best moments on Christmas Day are opening up the secret sibling Santa gifts, for sure. It's been a blast.
Nice. Whoa, Riley.
Whoa, Nelly.
Alrighty. Speaking of presents, what's the best gift you have ever received? Whether that be on Christmas, a birthday, whatever. Can you think of it off the top of your head?
I got a great gift yesterday. We love the national parks, and my wife is a huge photographer. So this Christmas season, we've gotten some nice. We got a Kringle from a family. We get nice gifts, but the thought and energy and effort that was put in by someone to get us this huge keepsake that we'll be able to find a spot for all these great pictures that Sarah has taken. Very thoughtful and one of my favorite gifts that we've received.
That was nice.
That's true. Not going to leave that. I guarantee you one thing. We're not going to throw that in a dumpster.
No one threw anything in a dumpster yet. So I'm glad that you like it. I did. I was really excited about it. And I get a lot.
It's a great gift.
Could cuddle up in your blankie and you can look at all the great pictures of your kids growing up through the years. I think Paula and the girls and I were talking about it yesterday when Paula helped me wrap it before I had to go to the Tundra Trio. And that's a really cool tradition you guys have. And our girls are jealous of Max and Eleanor that you guys do that. It's a really, really neat thing. I don't think it's too late for us to start. Might be a little bit cost prohibitive for us, but it is a really, really, really great tradition. And I'm glad that I could give you something to commemorate the cool stuff that you guys
do. It is some cool stuff, no doubt about it.
Riley, what's next before we run out of time?
All righty. Let's move on to one more. Got some options here. Does the NFL belong on Christmas Day? Feel like the NFL is just taking over everything. Christmas Day used to belong to the NBA, and the NFL just swooped in and took it. So, I don't know. Should Christmas be reserved for the NBA, or does the NFL belong on Christmas?
No, the NFL's better. It's a better product. It's better. So the NBA had it for a while. Kudos to them. The NFL has taken over. I am looking forward to the NBA can't even put the blanking bucks.
True.
You have two of the best 75 players in the world. You just won a big cup that you've been promoting, and you don't even put them on. To heck with it. I am all in on the NFL on Christmas. I think the fact that they did it on a Wednesday lets you know it don't matter what day of the week they're doing it. They're going to put games, and they're going to put them on a streaming service that pays them an inordinate amount of money to have it, and we as a fan base will watch it.
So did you watch the Tyson Jake Paul fight?
I did. Yep.
That was a waste.
And there were glitches.
It was free.
It was glitchy dog, right?
What? No, watch it a little. We watched it a little bit tape delayed, and it was fine. There were no glitches. We watched it 2 minutes late. Stayed okay. off of Twitter, and I mean, was it a great fight? No. Was it something that was nostalgic beyond belief? Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're not concerned about the quality of the product of the broadcast from the NFL?
No.
That's why I asked it.
Okay.
I am not. No. I'm a little concerned. They got 700 people on pregame and post. I hope they're not wasting all their resources on a 30-person pregame and post. Put it on the streaming and the broadband so that you put it together a good product. Mm. Greg Olson, I think, is doing the game, which I'm excited about. At least I thought that he was. Maybe Noah Eagle. So there's some things that I'm very excited about as far as who's going to be doing the broadcast. And you don't need 72 people on a pregame show on Netflix. That I can assure you.
Takes a village to do a pregame show on Netflix. All right. That is it for Will Riley. Tausch needs to tell us again about how successful he was on everything other than the longer field goal on Prize Picks.
Good night on Prize Picks, and tomorrow is going to be fantastic. It's Merry Picksmas on Prize Picks. I haven't butchered it since the early part of December, and now I'm not going to. We have it figured out. Joker tomorrow, 0.5. Mahomes, 230. I think I'm going to go less. He's not been a stat guy this year. Mm-hmm. Running the football, short week. He's been injured. Go less there. I think I'm going to go more on touchdowns for Lamar Jackson. He's going to have a day. That's the beauty of Prize Picks. You turn those sports opinions, your thoughts, into real cash, and it is real. You used to be it's 100 times your money. Now, with as little as 4 or 5 correct picks, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Download the app today. We're going to get Riley out on it today. He is going to win big.
True.
And if he doesn't, he's still going to get $50 instantly after he plays his first $5 lineup. Again, code WI, Riley. Get that $50 instantly. Where else are you going to download an app, put in the great state of Wisconsin, WI, and somebody's handing you $50? I don't know. Maybe somebody else is. I know Prize Picks does it. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. We'll wrap up the Christmas Eve edition next. It's Wilde and Tausch. All I want for Christmas
is you.
All right, before we go, thanks to Riley and Tausch for helping limit my voice efforts on the program today. Thanks to all of you who called in. This was last night when it looked like Matt LaFleur's press conference was over. I had not asked a question. Matt looked at me, thought maybe I had one. It did not sound good. Here was that exchange.
How much concern do you have about Evan Williams?
A little under the weather there, Jason.
barely can talk all of a sudden.
Just a little bit under the weather, yes, Matt, I was. It was a long day. It was a lot of talking, and by the end of the night at 10:30, it was a struggle. So I got nothing more to talk about today.
Hey.
No, what a stop. That's not true at all.
Man, what a competitor. Kudos. Yes. Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome for my service. Yeah. All right, that's it for us today. Tausch and I are off tomorrow for Christmas Day. We're also off on Thursday. You'll have Jim, Matt, and Molly filling in for us during our normal window. And then we will be back on Friday to get you ready for Packers-Vikings. And then I will head to Minneapolis, and I will be there for Green Bay game day, pregame, postgame, and to see if the Packers get that signature win that we would argue they still don't have. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great Christmas, and take care. Be good.